You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. It's already Wednesday. Let's just get this thing going and get it flying. I made a terrible mistake yesterday. I went to lunch with Toledo and Ben Lindquist from the fire department. That's a huge error. I could not recommend that less to people. But I had chicken fingers, just a little nibble of chicken fingers. And I was supposed to go work out at the React Defense thing. So in the house, I'm like, I'm going to get a workout. I'm going to get that refluxy weirdness. So I took a omeprazole, which is just basically kind of a Zantac, and popped it in there, go down to the place to work out. And Jay and Josh had turned the room into kind of a makeshift wiffle ball field, which turned into a makeshift wiffle ball game to start the workout. So we played a wiffle ball to begin. I'm like, this is pretty great. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So I kind of walk over to my bag, and I'm like, oh, I need to sit down for a second. I'm like, well, I don't know what happened here. And I was so dizzy, I couldn't, like, stand up. I was like, I'm still not right.
Stroke?
No, I took a stupid Benadryl instead of an omeprazole. And I was like, I started working out a little bit. The pill bottles in my are next to each other. And I just grabbed thinking, no, this is the stuff. And they're, one's orange and one's kind of a pinkish gray. And you wouldn't notice the size difference. I'm just dizzy as can be. I'm like drunk. I think Joy, Jay's wife, thinks I'm an alcoholic because I couldn't work out yesterday because I could, when I'd stand up, I'd stagger around like, all right, all right.
Eyes are all glassy.
All right, all right. Well, you guys are gonna punch me. Let's play games. Where's that wiffle bump? You know, like, yeah. So I can't shake it. I'm still like a mess because it's stuff lasts 18 hours. I can't take Benadryl, especially when I don't know.
But it helped with the heartburn, too.
Yeah, that's evidently. I don't get heartburn. I just get the after effects. So I'm just like, I know what's going to happen here. I don't know if it helps or not ever. But I know Benadryl just makes me really, really happy. And when I yawn, I feel like I'm going to sleep. And now I've got sleep in my eyes. I'm gunked up. It ruined the whole day. And what made it worse, I went to dinner with Tripp last night and started drinking on the Benadryl. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, that'll do it.
It was a nice sleep. I was okay. But freaking Benadryl destroyed my afternoon. I don't even have allergies right now.
Are we going to have to get you a pill box?
There could be a chance that I need one of those. An SM. T-dubs. THFS.
Start taking the wrong pills.
Yeah,
I got the wrong one. I got my Saturday pills on my Monday. Who put the Saturdays into Monday? They're very close in color and size.
It was so stupid. So, yeah, I was just staggering around. And then I had to sit there. We sat and chatted. They were nice enough to go, you're not driving. I'm like, I know. This is embarrassing. We'll just chat about family. And then we sat there and talked for a while, and I was like, I am bombed. I'm a mess. And I got in the car, and I was like, I'm okay. I'm okay. But I felt like every time I've, you know, got comfortable in the car, you know, a nap would feel nice right now, even though we're driving. Like, stop it.
Or a few drinks for dinner.
Yeah. I felt fine going to dinner, and then I had a couple pops, and I'm like, I'm going. The second I go home, I'm going to be so asleep. Stupid Benadryl. Yeah, it isn't. And when I looked at them again, I'm like, well, they're not even close. I don't know how I made this mistake. I opened it up, I'm like, that's right. Didn't even look. They're tiny little bottles. But you know that Costco pack?
Yeah.
Like 600 things, and they come in the tiny bottles. Yeah, that's screwed my whole world up. So I'm still out of it. If I say anything today, it's because me and Roseanne were doing Benadryl yesterday. So you never know if I've made the error of saying something retarded. Oh, geez, there I go again. Speaking of, John Cusack's not going to have a job ever again. For something stupid, because he pissed off the wrong people in Hollywood.
What did he do? I didn't.
He was making a comment that the Palestinian people are pretty much in a prison created by the Israelis, and he did a quote that he attributed to Voltaire, the philosopher. But in actuality, the quote was from a white supremacist about 25 years ago.
Oh, he got a little mixed up.
Like the pill bottles.
But he mixed them up. I'll give you the mix up. I'll give you the misquote. But the problem after was he did there's a cartoon drawing of a giant hand smashing people, and it's got a Star of David on it and the Israeli flag wrapped around its sleeve. And it says, you know, it doesn't take much to figure out what this means. And then when people asked him about the art, he goes, oh, a bot got me. A bot did that. But it happened to be next to a comment that was basically saying the Jews are smashing these people. It's the Jews. That's the enemy is essentially what the drawing is. And then he said, if he hadn't said the thing about the bot, I'd have been like, well, he mixed it up. He got the wrong quote. You know, it's an easy apology. I guess you can walk away from that saying, I screwed up. But he was, you know, this is the problem when celebrities try to get political with things that really they have just an opinion about, and it doesn't really affect them. I mean, the way the Jews are treating the Palestinians might be a concern of John Cusack's, but he's not the one that's going to solve it. And they think, their Twitter account might
if he says something, maybe he can
stop the Palestinian conflict. Yeah. Maybe I'm the difference. Maybe John Cusack, Hot Tub Time Machines 1 and 2, I'm the one that's going to put an end to this. So he did this. Yeah, Toledo just pulled it up. It says, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. And it's a big Jew hand smushing a bunch of people. And then he said it was Voltaire. And then John Cusack's comment underneath says, is it not obvious? Basically saying the Jews are the problem here in this conflict. Well, you work in Hollywood. You better shut your mouth about the Jews, or you're never going to work again, John Cusack. Because that could very easily be a drawing of a big Jewish hand smashing you and Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and all actors and actresses, because guess who controls you, my friend? Yeah, that's right. Same people that you think control the Palestinians.
Stay in your lane.
I can see having an opinion, but you're not, I got into this discussion the other day with Megan's mom. She said she just loves Alec Baldwin. And I said, I think he's a very funny person. I think he just he forgets who he is sometimes talking about, he's made tweets about how bad certain parents are. And I'm like, ooh, Alec Baldwin, no, you're not allowed to go
he's
out.
He's a little
on,
mouthy.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go out on these limbs. You're not allowed to go out and say violence is a problem.
I wouldn't say you're not allowed.
Well, I mean.
Everybody's allowed to their opinion.
Allowed to
what
a certain
your
extent.
Job is.
But not because of his job, but because of his history. When you've gotten in 3 fist fights with people on the streets, you can't then go on and say violence in the streets is a scourge. Right. You can't be that guy. You can do it, but you're going to face the repercussions, especially if you're an actor.
Or point the finger at a guy that got into a fight.
Exactly.
Say, this guy needs to be put away.
And he starts losing this and that, and he starts going on. I'm like, look, Alec Baldwin, stay funny, be good, have a comment now and again, but let's, again, stay in your lane. Let's be careful of you saying, well, if I do it, it's no big deal. But everybody else I'm going to, come down on for this. Like, knock it off.
We talk about it all the time. I mean, if you're going to put stuff on social media, especially if you have that many followers and everything, you better understand the complexities of
well,
that
Toledo, when
situation.
I talked about it yesterday, it gets spun.
Yep. Yeah.
The Cusack's excuse, though, was a bot got me. I thought I was endorsing a pro-Palestinian justice retweet of an earlier post. It came, I think, from a different source. Shouldn't have retweeted. Well, right. So you can't figure out what tweets are real or not in your impassioned pleas, so you're not going to fix the Palestinian conflict on your Twitter, because you're not even doing the research on what you're talking about. It's a pretty important thing to a lot of people, not some flippant Hot Tub Time Machine moment that you can sit back. That would be a better tweet. I wish I had a real Hot Tub Time Machine to go back and fix this. Oh, okay. The Hot Tub Time Machine guy is passionate about the conflict.
Funny. That's funny.
It's a little bit funny and also poignant and creative to say, John Cusack cares, but he recognizes I'm just an actor. I can't really fix it. But if I could do anything with a Hot Tub Time Machine, I would go back. The movie wouldn't have been nearly as funny if that's what the boys in the tub were aimed to do.
Take a different turn.
Right. I enjoyed the movie because Craig Robinson crying in the bathtub with that naked lady, I believe it was Jessica Paré, was phenomenal. When her cans came out and he started to weep because he recognized he's married in the future, but this is his teenage him. He should be able to bone this girl in the bathtub, but he couldn't do it. And he started to actually cry as a man. Great scene. Would have been totally different if that was, Benjamin Netanyahu and him in the tub trying to discuss things. I don't think that's going to be as funny a film, but probably what John Cusack was doing. And then Bella Hadid tweeted out something about they're calling her a racist now because she made a tweet about buying clothes from something. And then her mistake is she put this big impassioned thing after saying, oh, my God, I'm posting to clear up everything I've done. It's weighing on my heart to begin. I would never want my post or platform to be used against anyone. I don't even know what she did. She put something on there about buying stuff from certain places. And then everybody's like, you're a racist. And she's like, what? No, they do things in certain countries and you hate this. And I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah, controversy started after she posted a photo on her Instagram featuring her shoe up against an airport window. In the background of the airport said Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Everybody got up mad at her, Says her foot was positioned so that she
who's
showed
everybody in the thing.
Well, that, well, yeah. That, well, enough people.
Just one
people
person
underneath
just
her doesn't
post.
Matter. It's money. It's money that, that people get nervous about. So the foot of her shoe was positioned so it looked like she was going to stomp on the flags of the planes that are on there. So they're like, oh, she's a racist. And then all of a sudden you got this whole community, whether they're little or not, stirring it up, screaming. That's how big Twitter is. Is that, you know, you can't do that. Molly Curum over there is, she had a big, like we talked about on the first take yesterday, had a big moment where she had to, you know, she had 24 hours to think about what LeVar Ball said to her. And she just praised her employer, ESPN, for reacting so swiftly to such an absolutely uncomfortable moment for her when LeVar Ball said, you can switch gears with me anytime. It was just something she couldn't move on from. I mean, the day was ruined when somebody said, and it is sticks and stones, but that used to be a thing that never mattered. Now, I believe it can actually break your bones. I believe that the words can hurt you. It is all bad that somebody said something in her life was
interpretation
over.
Of, you're so pretty, you can interrupt anytime you want.
Or, you know, and then somebody made a good point,
don't
though.
You think that's what the, you no. can switch gears?
Evidently, switching gears. Evidently, Brady, and we're old now, I guess, even though LeVar Ball knows it. And Molly Kierum's not young. She knows it. We don't know that now saying, yes, you can switch gears with me, means I can put it in your butt anytime I want. I think that is the new meaning of we can switch gears. But somebody made a good point. If the term switching gears now means that, then wasn't she guilty for throwing it out there if she knew that? Wasn't she being sexual first? If it's not how he said it. It's actually saying switching gears.
It's a term that can be used multiple ways.
I guess so, but that's the one she knew and took it that way. And everybody now refers to it that way. If you say, hey, Eric, you want to switch gears real quick? If you're like, John, I'm never speaking to you again. I'd be very confused. But I'm like, wow, okay, I got to look that up on the internet.
All on intent. Yeah,
well, exactly. If I'm like,
what is your intent?
Eric, let's go in the office. Let's switch gears in the office. And you leave. And Eric, next thing you know, I'm in an HR meeting. And I'm like, what happened? Eric said you tried to... in the butt.
Her intent was to change topic. His intent was to make a pass at her.
Right. And poorly. Again, America's intent was, I don't understand any of this. And Bella Hadid.
Well, America, yeah.
Bella Hadid is a model, and she put her shoe up over an airport plane. Said, look, I don't think she's clever enough to think, boy, do I hate Saudi Arabia enough to put my foot over this and make it look
stick
like I'm stomping
on
it.
Yeah. Instagram.
She's smoking hot. Well, just cancel it. Just get rid of it because there's no winning this thing.
Won't we get to a point, though, where everybody will have a screw-up on social media?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. We're all even.
Absolutely. I can't. Yeah, we need to even up. Everybody today, if you're white, post a slur about Jared Moffitt, because nobody likes that guy anyway here locally. And if you're black, I really don't know how you can get us, but there aren't good racial slurs from black people to white people. There really aren't. You guys need to come up with a good one. Have a contest. Best terrible thing to call white people. And then just have all of you converse over it. And I guarantee it would be hilarious on top of it all. Entertainment plus then everybody that's all socially outraged constantly.
You got to find something worse than cracker.
Yeah, cracker's terrible. Although it does have meaning. It basically it puts us
– really.
We're in power in the word cracker because it's basically the guy with the whip was where that came from.
Sure.
So it's still just like makes it sound fearful. Have a contest. New things to call Whitey. And we can't get mad because everybody's going to slip up. And then when it wins, just everybody use that word. And we'll all be evil to each other. Brady had a conversation with Pakistani people yesterday. You have – slur them today, Brady. Slur them on your Instagram.
I got it.
What is it?
We're going to have a purge. A whole day.
Uh-oh.
Say anything you want. No repercussion.
A Twitter purge.
24 hours.
And it can never Twitter
can be
by
held against
how about this?
It's the purge.
Screen caps
without the murder and everything.
No, we're all equal. You have your opportunity. I like this.
We'll call it the splurge.
The twurge.
The twurge.
We'll twurge. Twitter has to close its eyes and put blindfolds on. No one, if screen cap is off, because you can never bring it up again, the twurge will always be recognized as the thing that, hey, look, if Bella Hadid went off and said horrible things about the people of Saudi Arabia for half an hour, 24 hours later, that is nowhere to be found and cannot be drummed up ever again. It's twurge day. That's a good idea, Eric. I like twurging.
And we'll all get it out of our systems.
You got a political rant you want to nail? Boom. But any other time, other than the twurge, you're liable for everything you said.
And you have to explain it. Now, that's the problem with Twitter. The explanation afterwards is always like, you guys got me because the mind's made up going in. But the twerge is on.
That would be a fun day, man.
Just go. Oh, it most certainly would. Who would you first twerge about?
Who would I?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Anybody from my past that's pissed me off, I guess?
Oh, you
I
would attack
know.
Friends.
Yeah, you get revenge.
You wouldn't even get like a political or like a big, like one
thing.
It
could be like OJ, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot of revenge to.
Now, again, much like freedom of speech, the twerge cannot be a threat or a like, you know, cause mass panic. Let's have that. Because there's freedom of speech. You can't say fire in a crowded theater and you can't threaten somebody's life. So that can't be the twerge. The
only, like
that's
rules.
Well, because then you know, somebody's like, well, he said he was going to kill me and we erased it and now it's not, you know. So those are the moments. But what you can do is have an opinion on something that you're always like, I can't even talk about
opinion
this.
Twerge.
An opinion twerge. Comments are turned off.
Brady, go after that Dorf guy.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Dorf would be golden.
That might turn into a personal attack from the dwarfs.
But no, there's no comment.
The dwarf.
Who do you think would come? How surprised would you be if you're you have like a twerge inbox and how many people that
and there's not one
you.
Comment?
No, they crush you. Like you would. You'd have a ton of them. Like 70. Everybody would. Everybody that thinks they don't have like 100 people that hate them are incorrect.
You could have a whole day, John, of door window posts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think
I'll do that off the twerge. I'm not worried about that one.
I think there would be a discovery of some people that would be twerging that have their big rant and like, interesting, not one comment that they feel that there's a ton of people
there's
that are following.
No comment.
They find out that there's.
Yeah, I say comments aren't allowed.
Comments are turned off because then people will fight back. Starts. That's how it all begins.
Or you get to say it's not a comment, but people that have viewed it.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Because if
it reminds me, WKRP in Cincinnati, Dr. Johnny Fever, in the first episode, got to Cincinnati because he was fired from, I believe, a station in Albuquerque or something for saying the word booger on the air. And the manager just didn't know what it was. So he was afraid of certain words. And that's it. And Andy Travis, the program director, said, Johnny, you can say that all you want. And he goes, it's eating me alive. He goes, that's not going to get you fired here. And he goes, okay. And he turns on the thing when they recognize they're going to do rock and roll. He introduces, I believe, a Kiss song. And then he goes, oh, and by the way, Cincinnati, booger. And then he turns the thing off because he needed to say it. This is your opportunity to just spew that word that you're not allowed to say anymore once. Socially. And just kind of shake it off, get it out of the system. It's like screaming when you get in cold water. Okay, now we're good. Yeah, the twerge. Because everybody is going to get like that weird little group of 1% social media weirdos that manage to have a connection to Yahoo, AOL, USA Today, all that stuff. It's strange. Speaking of USA Today, how are they not in trouble for the article they did yesterday that said Bill Cosby looks great, workouts and everything else. He's lost a lot of weight. And I'm like, wow, Dr. Huxtable has turned into Dr. Huxtable. What are you doing,
and
USA
he's
Today?
Mentoring.
Boy,
why are they being in trouble? They're just commenting on
what other rapist have they
shape.
Ever have they ever gone in and said, "Wow, if you were raped by him now, you'd have been
prison's
lucky."
Doing him well.
Look at how great he looks. I'm sorry,
people are curious.
I'm sorry you against your will back when he was fat, but
Kellen
now
Winslow Jr.
looks amazing. Look at the abs on K Dubs. It's like, what are you doing? He's an accused rapist. Who cares what it, when he is in some kind of shape now? What? Any other rapists in there? You think most guys in jail are getting in better shape? Looks amazing.
Oh, that's
after
from his rep.
Loss.
That's what his rep said.
Well, USA Today throws the headline out there. Bill Cosby looks incredible in jail.
They needed a quote.
It's doing him right. What other rapist in jail that gets in shape gets that kind of pop? Remember that guy that raped all those people in Tucson? You should see him today. If he gets out, he'll be a model.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it's a new prison, and they have some openings,
yeah.
And it's all about making money in the prison system. So they're promoting the prison. Hey, you'll enjoy prison. You'll get in great shape.
Yeah. I want a comment from one of the ladies that was asleep during the rapes that they show them before and afters. And they're like, man, I wish that fat one wouldn't have raped me, and this good-looking one would have. That makes a difference.
Wow. His rep says the prisoners view him as a father figure.
Of
them,
course
he
they
is
do.
America's dad.
He's 80.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up on him.
Roughly 3 months ago, the prisoners had requested for him to come and speak at some of their support groups. He debated about it. debated about it for a while and decided to take them up on their offer.
Between sit-ups and just looking sharp.
You know, you see, I was going to work out, but I'm going to talk to the boys. Ask those prisoners before Bill Cosby got there, hey, you guys want to meet a celebrity? And they'd have been like, well, I didn't think this was ever going to happen to me. Yes, I would love to. And we got Bill Cosby. If Bill Cosby was before the rapes, was a special guest here, we would have all been like fawning over him. Jail, they've all got certain things in common. So they're going to kind of forgive the fact that he did something wrong. And they're going to treat him like Bill Cosby. He's got to love it in there because everybody's equal as far as like we're all guilty of something. And then they, of course, they're treating him right.
But he's not guilty.
Well, whatever isn't, he's been cast out from society into a place where other cast outs from society are going to revere him. Of course he's being taken in by the prisoners. That's
that's why I kind of enjoy prison updates. I want to know what's going on.
Sure.
I'd like to find out if Jerry Sandusky's getting bottomed out every day.
And that's the type of news I want. I don't want to hear, man, Jerry Sandusky is really taking this prison diet seriously. Look at his before and afters. If you were a kid getting raped by him today, you wouldn't complain.
If he's switching gears.
Yeah.
Right. He switched gears on his cellmate, and his abs were spectacular.
The rep says, Mr. Cosby is blind, so he can't see the men he is speaking to, but the men who assist him on the inside, they let him know, and they give him a count of how many people are in the room. He looks amazing.
He's
he does 300 leg lifts and crunches, and he's down to 187 pounds.
Incredible.
I want photos. I need to see photos of the abs.
That racist should get kicked right out of jail and back on the television.
Get that video workout on.
Rapist, I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that there's ever been somebody who's raped somebody who we've kept an eye on their, you know, their look. It's been a long time since, if that's the
Hot
case.
Hot teachers?
Maybe. Usually before we judge them.
Yeah.
We keep an eye on Jodi Arias, even though she's not a rapist.
But she was gorgeous going in. She was gorgeous going in. Yeah, she murders people. And even still.
You like to see the photo updates. Hey, she's still got the glasses. Oh, if you got a bunch of naked. Looks good.
She's insane. But she looked good going in. I'm like if Eileen Wuornos was in jail and like, oh, God, monster. And then they showed her a couple weeks later and she had a makeover in prison. You'd be like, oh, my God. Sure, I'm glad I didn't run into her in the streets and pick her up as a prostitute. She just slit my throat, but she's gorgeous. You just don't.
I mean, we'd all rather hear Bill's doing awful. And
right. He's doing great.
Prisoners are screwing with him.
But they commented on his look.
What are you going to do?
He's wearing a Vera Wang denim jumper.
Yeah, he's in there like a mob boss or something.
All you haters trying to get him.
He's got a Hugo Boss jumper today, and he is just popping.
Probably having steak dinners every night.
Yeah, he really stands out. Thanks, USA Today. What a story. Yeah. The story is prisoners taking to Bill Cosby as mentor is interesting. Bill Cosby, the workout plan is on. He should write a book.
How to be a good father in prison.
Yeah, prison
That's
diet.
He's mentoring a lot of that stuff.
6-month plan to lose 55 pounds by Bill Cosby.
He should roommate with O.J. Simpson. They're both delusional.
Well, O.J. is free.
And gets out.
He looks great.
When Bill gets out, they
I
need
know
to
you talked about
to
this, but that's his Father's Day.
His Father's Day tweet was, hey, it's America's dad. I know it's late, but to all the dads, it's an honor to be called father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfill our purpose, strengthening our families and...
jumps over because
the ellipsis. Geez, I can't see that.
Oh, my God.
And then a clip from him in the...
and communities. From prison.
Yeah, from prison. You can, you know, make your family stronger. Oh, is this the...
Black man's family. And that's some awful history to teach. Now, if you want to look history right straight in the eye, you're going to get a black eye. Because it isn't important whether a few black heroes got lost or stolen or strayed in America's history textbooks.
God,
what's important is why they got left out. Now, this country has got a psychological history. There was a master race, and there was a slave race.
Yeah, and the slaves were asleep, and you raped them. And oh, wait, that's a different
thing. And that's right in the heyday, too. That's
right. That was when he was a powerful speaker.
Yeah, that's 70s.
That was back when he was raping like crazy. Good stuff, Bill. Thanks.
Man.
Thanks, buddy.
Balls
on
that.
At least he looks good, because that's what we care about. Just thought the story was great. Nice job, USA Today. Way to focus on what it means. I do like the idea of, you know... Hey, let's find out if Jerry Sandusky... I would like to see Bill Cosby bottomed out twice last week. Bill Cosby.
Just a little update. It's kind of like box scores.
Exactly. It's like, oh, he had a good week this week. Zero bottoming outs. One attempted rape
his
on his
war
part.
Is on the rise.
But because he's blind, he has an extra guard. But one of the guards let a guy slip through, and the dude is just hung. Cosby bottomed out by most well-hung prisoner. That's a headline I like.
Jody Arias, three lesbian encounters this week.
Arias fisted all day Friday. Holy cow.
Almost got shanked in the shower, though.
That's the news that the families would want. I'm sure Travis Alexander's family's like, did you hear? The lady that murdered our son got fisted to the elbow today. Pretty good stuff, huh? Let's cheers.
They need to have a prison paparazzi taking pictures.
Right.
There's Cosby walking the walk of shame out of cell block D.
Spent the night last night. I want photos of the bottoming out.
Yeah.
I don't care about him walking around.
All of it, yeah.
Like, here's a shot of the. Look at the size
of it. They lost their rights, so we can go in there. Let's take some photos. Let's find out what's happening.
Here's a picture of the alleged dong that's beating on Cosby nightly.
They show a picture of the dude.
Yeah, it's just
gross burger.
Yeah, it would be worse. It's a woman that looks like the, or a guy that looks like the woman, that John McEnroe looking woman that got him in jail. Got the big afro, but it's white and a huge white dong. By the way, it is a historic day. You know what today is?
Flag Day?
Nope, that was last week.
Damn anybody? It.
This is something I don't know why America doesn't make a bigger deal out of. It's Juneteenth.
Oh.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
No one knows what that is.
Yeah.
But Juneteenth is kind of the official recognition that the slavery was over. It's the first real. It
1862,
I think. Well, 64, but 63 is when Lincoln signed the deal, and it took till 1865 for it to reach Texas for no other reason than people just drug their feet getting the news out. Texas was the last ones that kind of got it. And 2.5 years after Lincoln did it, some guy showed up in Texas and said, by the way, Texas legislature, slaves aren't allowed anymore if you want to be part of the U.S. of A. Like, what? Yeah, Lincoln did it. Didn't we kill him? Yeah, but still. Anyway,
yeah, it says
happy Juneteenth.
157 years ago, 1862, slavery was outlawed in U.S. territory.
Outlawed.
Yeah.
But then by the time it got
really
to
it, works
it,
a while
it took 2.5 years. Nothing else took 2.5 years to get news to another thing. The Pony Express, 70, 80 years earlier, was getting information up and down the eastern seaboard fast. They couldn't get that news to Texas for 29 months. We'll get it. I'll do it tomorrow. But
Stop coming around here, Pony. Pony Express, we know what you're trying to do.
They're building a railroad across the entire continent. But news to Texas, you know what? I'm enjoying myself here in Tennessee. I'm going to stay for another 8 months.
It never got to the South for a while.
No, somehow the messenger never made it. Well, that's Neil Brennan, the writer from Chappelle Show joke, is that they had a sketch that they were afraid to do called The Day Before. Because they had to do an announcement of the last day of slavery, right. And all the slave owners had to tell the guys going, all right, this is it, it's your last day, tomorrow everybody's free. And how nervous the slave owners would have had to have been breaking the news to them that this is it.
I'm going to miss you guys. But tomorrow you're allowed to do whatever you want. And I can't do anything about it. Questions?
Comments?
Yeah, it was hilarious. Anyway, 6:13. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. And from Bill Cosby, who looks fantastic in prison.
To the very few people he enslaved, happy Juneteenth. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now. 98.